الله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم، وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم، إلى آخر الآية. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الدين يسر ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلبه، فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا واستعينوا بالغدوة والروحة وشيء من الدلجة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us such a big ni'mah, such a big blessing, which is the blessing of Islam. And one should understand that this blessing is not a normal blessing. And Islam means that we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tawheed, Islam, Iman. It means that we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Him, no one else, la sharika la. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. We are going through the month of December. And in this month, there are celebrations that take place by other religions, which unfortunately Muslims are indulged in. And this is a topic that I want to talk about. There's no point in me, if I go to the doctor and I say my leg is hurting and he gives me a medicine for my head, it doesn't make any sense. And if my leg is hurting, the problem is here, it's not over here. Yeah, so give me a medicine that will cure my leg, not my head. So the illness right now, the medicine that we need right now, the cure that we need right now, is that I have seen, especially my generation and the generation that is coming, we are getting very indulged in other celebrations. We want to be part of it, or we want to have some sort of part of it. Especially in December, within this Christmas festival that we have. We need to understand that what is our aqeedah, what is our belief, who do we believe in, and what do the kuffar believe in. And we need to understand to respect each other's differences and religions. That does not mean we start accepting other people's religion. For example, we're going through this festive run out of Christmas, and the Christians are celebrating it because they think that Jesus is their God, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is their God. Fair enough, that's your belief. That does not mean we start celebrating it, because the moment we start celebrating it, it means that we accept their festive. Because you are celebrating. If you don't accept something, if you dislike something, or if you think that's not part of your religion, why would you want to celebrate it? Yeah. Having their meals, or having specially meals on the 25th, on the Sunday night, or having that sort of meal. Why on that day? Why particularly on that day? To an extent of saying Merry Christmas. This is an issue that we have, and we need to sort these issues out, because majority of the people over here are working people. They work outside and they work in corporate country, corporate businesses, and you get all sort of people there, and they may come across and say to you, have a wonderful day, Merry Christmas. But how do we answer back? What do we do? How do we react to this? What should we say in a way where we're still representing our religion, and at the same time you are giving the person the respect that he needs? The moment we say Merry Christmas, do you even know what Merry Christmas means? Yeah. We are literally, when we say Merry Christmas, we are literally saying that we believe that Isa, Jesus, is the God of Allah. And does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have any sons? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it clearly in Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Neither no one has created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have any children, wives or anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone from the beginning till the end. Full stop, no questions. You get any questions, you stop in Surah Ikhlas again. And I have, mashallah, in my own life, obviously as humans we start getting thoughts that, and the thoughts keep going and they keep answering each other. That okay, this happens, this, there must be a beginning to something, right? If there's a beginning, there must be a beginning to that beginning, and there must be a beginning to that beginning. So it just goes and on and on and on. So when these thoughts start playing in your head, and when shaitan starts whispering in your ears, that is the time when you start praying the verses of the Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Just say, Allah is one. I don't need any proofs. I don't need any dalils. I don't need nothing. I believe Allah is one. End of story. Khalas, I don't need any proofs. I don't want to say anything. You see where the story of a piece of, there's a story that I heard from a scholar. He was saying once there was this person, very knowledgeable. Yeah. And very knowledgeable. He had a dalil, he had a proof for everything. So shaitan started playing around with him and he asks him questions, he answers it. He asks another question, he answers another question. And shaitan, at the time of death, that's the time he tries the most to take you out of the religion and the fall of Islam. So the shaitan's questioning him, he's answering back. And then they came to an extent where this person, he had no answer to the question of shaitan. Yeah. So now, and he's in his final stages. Now this person, he had a sheikh. And obviously when you obey to someone, when you are connected to someone, there's that ruhani, you have that connection which a person cannot explain. Only the person that is buried with the sheikh, only he knows his connection and only he knows how much benefit he can gain. So the sheikh from far away, he realized that his murid, he's going through such difficulty at the end of his, what do you call it, times, and he threw something on the wall and he said, that say to shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proofs, without any dalil. And he passed away. You understand? So it's very important that we understand what is our religion. Today we try to put everything inside it and try to twist and mold and add this and add that, add this and add that. No, we can't do this. Oh, it's only my mates. I just want to make them happy. This is good character. That's why I just went to their house. No. Yeah, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they use these proofs. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to eat with his enemies and this, that. Yeah, using the wrong proofs at the wrong times. Yeah, and it's very, very, this is why it's very important to acquire knowledge by scholars, not by online and going on YouTube and Google and stuff. Go to a sheikh, you got local scholars, go to them, ask them if you got any questions. Don't fluff about on internet and start searching up. Yeah. You got mountains of scholars in Leicester. You got mountains of scholars all around the UK, and you can ask them. But just for your own answers, you start searching on YouTube, and then when there's a on Google, and then when there's an answer that makes sense to you, yeah, you start pressing it. Yeah, okay, this makes a bit of sense. Let me follow this. Yeah, very important. We cannot celebrate Christmas no matter what. It's not part of our religion. The moment we say Merry Christmas, the moment we are dying, this is why I say, it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Yeah. مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoso imitates a qawm, a religion, a madhab, a culture, he is from them. Yeah. So if you want to imitate them, and if you want to be like them, and you want to celebrate Christmas, have you ever seen a kuffar saying Eid Mubarak to you? Or have you ever seen them making samosas and bhajjas? They don't even know how to cook, first of all. They don't even know how to cook. All they know is how to boil food. Yeah. But have you ever seen them making samosas, bhajjas, mithais, and all of this stuff? No. Yeah. Have they ever given you gifts? Have they ever come to your house and given you some gifts? And if you think Christmas is fun, then why do you make Eid fun then? And this is the responsibility on the parents now. To make sure that your family is enjoying Eid, making sure that your kids are enjoying Eid. And the sad reality is when Eid comes, our families are not enjoying it. The kids are not enjoying it. They come to the prayer, they pray the namaz, have you, and then that's it, they're in the room all day long. It's the parents' responsibilities, it's the elder siblings' responsibility in the house to make sure that the youngers in the house are enjoying Eid. So that when Eid comes, they are looking forward to Eid. Not Christmas because they're going to get a present from their friends in school or in workplaces. And it's so sad and it's so sickening because I work in a corporate business and I know what happens. They want to play, what's it called, this game? Some Secret Santa. Where you get, I said, I don't want to be part of it. I said, listen, I don't want anything. I don't want no Secret Santa. And Muslims are thinking it's complete okay. And there's our generation, our kids aged 19 to 20, 20 youngsters getting indoors, buying gifts for their celebrations. Ya Allah, what's going on? What's going on? It's because we are not treating our children right. We are not giving them the right education. We are not letting them enjoy Eid. We are not letting them enjoy Fridays. You should make them enjoy Friday. Friday is an Eid for Muslims. Every Friday is an Eid for a Muslim. We should be enjoying Fridays at home. Today your mom makes something much more special, or your father does something special in the house. Friday. Yeah. Let's do something. Let's go for some sort of activity or whatever within the family. It's very, very important. Times have changed. And religion and information and our Islamic knowledge is bare to none. We don't know anything about our religion. We don't know anything about Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't know who the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is. We don't even know how the story started. And until we're not going to acquire the right information, and until the parents don't give the right information or don't take their children to the right places, then what's going to happen? They are going to take information from the wrong places. And then they are in the wrong environment, so they're getting all the wrong things in their head. Now when they're coming home, the parents are completely perishan. What do I do now? How do I go about this? So now what the parents do, out of the happiness of the children, they be part of it as well. Because if I don't do it, my son's going to be unhappy with me, my daughter's going to be unhappy with me, there's going to be arguments. So for the sake of it, let it happen. The problem was right at the beginning. The problem goes right backwards. You understand? Right to the beginning. This is where all these issues have started. The moment parents have started becoming lenient in terms of the religion, in terms of Islam, in terms of deen, out. And this is what we need to understand. The sacrifice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, the sacrifice the companions made in the short spans of life. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he lived 63 years. From there, the da'wah time was around 13 years from the age of, so much sacrifices, so much mahna, so many battles, so much, and the tabi'in, and still after that, so many scholars, so subhanAllah, making da'wah, sacrifices, for what? For us to celebrate Christmas. Is that all the sacrifice was for? For our children, for our youth to celebrate Christmas, subhanAllah. No, where are we going? Where is our head going towards? What are we teaching our children? You know, sit down with your child and tell them, what do you even know about your religion? Tell me, my son, tell me, my daughter, what do you know? I always say this, 75% of the Muslim women do not know the masala of, what do you call it, of how to become pak again. 75%. The namaz is not correct. The wudu is not correct. We don't even know how to do wudu yet. We don't even know how to do wudu. There's so many problems. Where do I even start from? And the responsibility goes to the elders of the community. Today we have become lenient on our children. Fair enough, you do become lenient where you need to be. But the Sahaba, they never, when it came regarding Islam, when it came regarding Iman, when it came regarding Tawheed, they will not even move left to right for it. If Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, that means I have to follow this. If it's for the sake of this religion, if it's the sake for this deen, if it's for the sake of Allah, I am ready to go. This is why it comes regarding a Sahabiya. She came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's court and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I've got a son, I have a son. Prophet Sallallahu, and she said to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, take this son in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When you go for battle, and take my son and use him as a shield. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he's your only, he will work for you, he will earn for you, he will look after you. If you give him in the battlefield, then who's there going to look after you? But the lady, the mother said, no, take my son in the battlefield and use my son as a shield, so that on the day of resurrection, when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will question me, what have you done for the sake of this deen, I can say I gave my son in the, what do you call it, in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, it hurts me, because our scholars, our companions, our tabi'een, our prophets, they made so much sacrifice, and it comes to a point where you start celebrating other people's religion. Is it making sense to you, lot? That all that sacrifice that's been done over the 1400 years, it comes to a point where we start saying Merry Christmas and start celebrating other people's religion. It's shirk. It is shirk. And a person who has 1%, 0.1% of shirk, he will not be able to enter Jannah. First of all, to enter Jannah, it's not an easy route. You have to do a lot of sacrifices. Otherwise, the companions and the prophets would just rest. Why did the companions make so much effort? Why did the prophets make so much effort if Jannah was so easy? Despite Jannah being ready for them, despite Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala saying, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, despite Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala saying that Muhammad is my favorite servant, despite all of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry day and night. For what? For us to say Merry Christmas. For us, for our daughters and for our sons to play Secret Santa. For our daughters and for our sons and for our younger generations to not celebrate Eid and to not understand the happiness of Eid. This is why I say, when it comes to the matter of deen, when it comes to the matter of religion, when it comes to the matter of Islam, you should not move left to right. What Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it is what I'm going to follow. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The guidance is there, the Qur'an is there in front of us, the ahadith are there in front of us. It's our fault we're not teaching our younger generation. And what's the biggest weapon that we can use today is education. Because there's so much education around, because of this internet, there's so much education that has been spread. We need to use this education. We need to use the right scholars. We need to use the right information to guide our youngsters. Because if you are not going to tell them, they are one click away. All they need to do is fluff about on internet, and they will find the responses on internet. And believe me, they will fall out of your hands, and they will be out of your control. And by that time, you know, they might be out of the fold of Islam. And the sad reality is that many don't even know how to pray the kalima. Many don't even know what the second kalima is. Just the other day I was hearing a story of somebody was singing jama'ah, that a person, he never entered the masjid for 35 years. 35 years, he never entered the masjid. Now there are so many issues that we are dealing with today, and we need to go back to the basics. Where has it all started from? The moment we let our hands loose, then it's very easy for our generation to fall out. Because if you're going to hold on to the rope tight, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. When you're going to hold on to the rope tight, you know, you play tug of war, and when you hold it tight as a team, and then you win. But because we have left it loose, the younger generation have won, and they've left it. So my brothers, my elders, please, we need to go back to the basics. Where have we gone wrong? Where have we gone wrong? And let's get this Islam, this Tawheed, this Iman, Islam back to where it should be. Yeah, we should not be celebrating Christmas. We should not be saying Merry Christmas. Yes, we accept that's a religion. Lakum deenakum waliyadeen. You understand? Lakum deenakum waliyadeen. Your religion, fair enough. Enjoy. Like, enjoy your day, that's it. But we enjoy Eid. I enjoy Islam. I enjoy Allah. I enjoy my Prophet. I enjoy my companions. I enjoy going to the masjid. I enjoy fasting. I enjoy Taraweeh. I enjoy obeying my parents. I enjoy giving sadqah. I enjoy giving zakah. I enjoy my deen. This is enjoyment. I enjoy the sacrifices through this deen. Whatever sacrifice, I enjoy, because it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I enjoy everything. If I'm patient, I'm getting rewarded. If I'm doing shukr, I'm getting rewarded. Win-win. This is why it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says, work for this dunya for how long you going to live in it, and work for akhirah for how long you going to live in akhirah. Yeah, work for this dunya for how long you going to live in this dunya. And no one knows how many, there's hundreds of faces over here, and no one knows when they're going to die. Yeah. But we all know there's the everlasting Jannah, inshallah, and we will all meet there again, inshallah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ